RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we get back to today's big show and move on from our NCF around the country, we're going to talk RV travel with a very different kind of spin. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And whether you're traveling this summer somewhere yourself or with family, just like having a fun itinerary, a valid passport, and quality luggage, travel insurance is certainly important for a successful trip because you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. So don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Travel Guard's affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways that you're going to be thankful for.
You know, Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. And when you think about what travel can cost and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do, folks. Get covered before you leave with TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right, today's personal connection is going to take us on a journey that's both very real, 48 states and 96,000 miles, but also very poignant. It began in 1965 with Benjamin and Frances Graham kicking off an RV trip that would become a summer tradition for 35 years. The granddaughter, Carla Joelle Brown, is making a documentary film of their story, and she joins us via that show hotline now to share why.
Hello, Carla. Nice to connect with you. Welcome to RM World Travel and our personal connection segment today.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us. So, you know, let's begin by having you expand on what Mary just shared in your intro. Your grandparents set out on an RV trip in August of 1965. They continued it each year for 35 years through 2000. I know you've certainly come to appreciate their travels, but do you think it was courageous and maybe perhaps progressive of them, particularly during that time in our nation's history, to do what they did?
Absolutely. I think it's something that most people would honestly think twice about now. And I know people do think twice about that now with current events. Absolutely. To answer the question, when I talked to them more about their decision and their awareness of what was happening specifically at that time, mm-hmm. I was really baffled. And it seemed like the more I asked questions, I was like really digging for an answer, hoping they would change their mind and like really be honest and say, you know, we were scared out of our mind. But to be quite honest, the more I talked to them, the more I realized they just didn't really seem like it mattered to them at all, which made me think that they were courageous for taking that chance.
That says a lot about it.
Yeah, and just so for our listeners, so they fully understand, your grandparents were people of color. So this was the week that Johnson signed that Voter Civil Rights Act into play, correct? They took off just a few days after that.
That's correct. And also it was the start of the Watts riots. So they were sandwiched in between a time that in history would say that this is not a smart decision for African Americans to get in a trailer, in an RV, and start circumnavigating the country.
Well,
they were very aware of what was happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they certainly proved everyone wrong with that one. They sound fearless and feisty, Carla. I love it. So I'm really curious about your connection to their journey, because lots of people do all kinds of journeys and, you know, the stories kind of weave down through family and generations. But you really connected so much with their story that you're making a film about it. What was it about that story of theirs that you wanted to continue to expand on?
Well, I think the motivation for me was two-pronged. Because my background is in visual arts, I think most artists, if any of those are listening, can understand that you're always looking for that magnum opus. Like, what's going to be the thing that's really going to be my legacy for the work that I create? And at the time, I was questioning whether or not I was really an artist. Long story short, I just kind of had this epiphany or recollection about my father originally finding the travel log that I've used for the film. I just kind of started putting pieces together and realized this was a story that was for me to tell. And then also just the idea of just finding out more about who I was through talking to my grandparents, which was the other thing that was the emphasis for thinking about this film, is just realizing everyone, if we're lucky, is going to be old, but you know, what are you going to be to someone else in their eyes? Or, you know, are you just going to be an old person, their grandparent? And I was thinking about myself, and, you know, we all have our own lives that we live before we get to that point. So I was like, mm-hmm. let me talk to them, find out who they are so I can have a better understanding of who I am. And part of who I am, which I've discovered along this journey, is that I, too, may genetically be full of wanderlust. And mm-hmm. sitting at a desk and being confined is not in my nature.
Well, that's well put, and that's clearly a gift that your grandparents and their travels have given you.
So you mentioned the travel logs, and from what I understand, your grandfather kept meticulous records with maps, travel summaries, logs, lots of material for you that was already there, but you really took it a step further, and you set out to retrace some of their steps, and you went camping, and you did an RV when you could. Did you feel that that was really important to you to do, to get back out there also and retrace some of their steps?
I did. Selfishly, it was a reason for me to get on the road, but I think it was also important for me to understand where their courage came from, or what was their inspiration to be courageous to travel when they did. And my plan was to actually, if I could, or as many places, see what they actually did see, so then I could have a better understanding and appreciation of why they decided that this is something, you know, this was a lifestyle that they were going to continue to have, regardless of what was happening in our society. Mm-hmm. And I've just enjoyed it ever since. And I'd always travel with my family because, you know, it seems as though it's a genetic thing. My parents ended up purchasing an RV, which they have sold recently. But it was just that realization that I've been exposed to this. This is in my DNA. And at least now I have an excuse for it because it runs in my blood.
Right.
Well, let's, you know, since this is, to build on that, you know, since this is our personal connection segment of the show, and we try to cover how travel can be transformational and how impactful it sometimes can be, clearly, you know, you take after your grandparents with the wanderlust. We've got that. But what is it about travel, you know, whether it's been retracing your grandparents' steps and traveling, or just in general when you're out there, what do you think that connects the dots for you in your own life?
I think what connects the dots is the connection to other people, especially in our social and political climate. There's so much on the news that's telling us and force-feeding us that we're all so different. And I think for most people, the experience once you travel, whether it's domestically or internationally, is even though there might be some differences on what you might call your French fries or drink or, you know, your tennis shoes or something like that, ultimately, you find out that we're all the same. We all have the same desires and want the same things in life. We want to thrive, whatever that might be. So when you travel, you get to see it, but from a different perspective. So the things that you might think about yourself personally and your home life and things that are important, or maybe even why does someone seem like they're so different from you just from making your own, you know, most of us have our own biased opinion about things, but when you actually have a conversation, mm-hmm. because you're meeting someone in a place that's of common interest to both of you, mm-hmm. you already immediately knock down one peg of what do we have that's in common,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Because you're already there.
Well, yeah. I think that
well
makes
said.
Some sense.
Yeah.
You know, and as I'm listening, I would say that clearly some of the challenges in our country and civil rights may not have stopped your grandparents, but if they were doing this today, the record high gas prices with an RV, that may have stopped them for sure. But
we can all unite on that.
That's for sure. But, you know, and seriously, you know, what do you hope will people are going to experience when they eventually see this film? Because it's certainly about the challenges for people of color during that time, you know, when most were not camping and certainly weren't taking their families all over the U.S. But it really is also a great American story about just getting out there and doing, which is what we're all about.
I would say that as much as COVID has been a complicated time in our lives, I have seen, and I think most industries have seen, a complete increase twofold, threefold, in people visiting the parks and traveling and RV purchases. So COVID silver lining has provided that opportunity for people to say, okay, you know, we got to get out of these four walls. Let's go travel. Let's try to contain it, maybe by RV. But originally, I wanted people who look like me to see someone out there experiencing the outdoors and traveling and say, okay, if she's out there, I'm out there. Or if that particular place looks of interest to them, then maybe they might feel a little bit more comfortable in traveling. But, you know, it's not also just for people who look like me, just anyone who's felt like they haven't been included or just not curious. There's just so much out here to see in this country. There's not even enough time to turn over every rock to find all the amazing things that might be specific to an individual. But ultimately, I want people to see this film. And yes, absolutely take pride in the fact that we are living in a country where you can get on the road. You can make a decision to go somewhere over the weekend or over the week or even a month if you're going to be like my grandparents. And just really take the opportunity to experience, as my dad would call it, this great experiment, us living on this planet Earth.
Well, I say amen to everything
amen
you've just said there.
That,
and I want to let everybody know, so the film is titled Everyone But Two. When is it going to be available?
you tell me. I'm working on finding finishing funds for this film. But once I receive that money, I'm ready to go full.
All right. So I know you're in the post-production mode. All right. Listen, Carla, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning. And, folks, the website to find out more is everyonebut2.com. And you're going to find the story, photos, maps. And then Carla will keep you updated when the film is coming. So, Carla, enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Wonderful story, Carla. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, there is a terrific story there, Mary.
Beautiful story, for sure.
So, folks, as we pause for some sponsor messages, Rudy's going to talk Bloomington Limestone next. RJ's also coming up on the iBlock with the Open Road. And then Mary and I will return with the Museum Gallery as we take you to the Museum of the Dog in about 20 minutes. Thanks for being part of our national broadcast on this June 4th, everyone. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.